Two Tried Ways. O foolish Galatians, after starting your Christian life in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Galatians 3 verse 3. Scripture contrasts two ways a believer seeks to live the Christian life. Paul outlines both options in his epistle to the Galatians, the grace promise faith way and the works merit law way. The grace promise faith way is 100% achievable and done by God for man. The works merit law way is 100% unachievable and done by man for God. There is probably no more important message to the church today than this. For most believers, having started their Christian life by grace through faith, revert from grace back to the law by trying to live their life for God. Blessings abound for those who are humble enough and courageous enough to seek to live their life the grace promise faith way. Paul challenges those given initial salvation by grace through faith with these words: Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? He is saying, having begun the grace promise faith way, are ye now made perfect the works merit law way? Many believers aren't properly schooled in these two contrasting ways of living the Christian life and fall into the works merit law trap. The grace way is sanctification God's way. The works way is sanctification man's way. The grace promise faith way is the spiritual route. The works merit law way is called carnal, the flesh, being under the law. Carnality and legalism are often connected with worldly sins, pride and unbelief, but are also produced by a believer trying hard to please God, but in the wrong way. In reality, carnality and legalism often describe believers who deeply desire to be spiritual, but are trying to please God the work merits law way. Remember, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Within the inner being of man are two continuously conflicting camps. The old sin nature, the flesh or self-ego, is gained from the old birth in Adam, while the new life in Christ, the Spirit of Christ, comes from our new birth. Often the old sin nature, the flesh, shows itself through the physical body, but can also be manifested through religious works. The sin nature often displays itself, the works merit law way, by Christians trying to live a good life the wrong way. All believers are born again the grace promise faith way, for salvation is simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, by grace through faith, which is a done deed. It is a finished work of Christ. Believers make a choice to either live God's way, which is the grace promise faith way, or man's way, the works merit law way. The old sin nature opposes the new life in Christ, but the inner flesh often manifests itself through good deeds which are carried out the wrong way. But however commendable works of the flesh may be, they will never please God, for we are to live our lives by faith and not by works of the law. Believers will not grow spiritually or mature in their Christian life the works merit law way, but will have stunted Christian lives and interrupted and unsatisfactory fellowship with God. To grow spiritually is the responsibility of each believer, but like justification can only be achieved the grace promise faith way. Living the works merit law way is not living under grace, but rather falling from grace. It is living under a purpore of legalism, carnality, and dead fleshly works. Grace abounds to those that are both humble and courageous enough to walk the grace promise faith way. There is so much more to explore about living by grace in the book of Galatians, which, step by step, brings us from persistent failure and self-effort into a victorious Christian life, which is only possible by God's grace through faith.